Okay, Rosa, shalom. Okay, today we're continuing. Yesterday we did part one of the Petzias HaPas, and today we'll continue Petzias HaPas / Eim Avir Melamitzus. The Torah writes, on Tafayin Gimel, make sure you have the right packet. It's Old Be'inyan Petzias HaPas, Eim Avir Melamitzus. So the Torah writes, "V'yikach hamatzah emtsois v'yitzaen el shnayim." You take the middle matzah and you break it in half. "V'yitein chetzi lechad min amesubim l'shomer l'afikomen." And see, he didn't hide the afikomen. He gives it to echad min amesubim to hold on to it. Interesting. And you cover it up so it'll be zecher to the matzahs that they had when they were, which was covered up in their begodim. And then the remaining matzah should be put between the two shleimos. So there are two chiddushim here. One chiddush is you break the middle matzah. Why is that a chiddush? Because we'll see. To us it's so ingrained in our practice, you know, nothing is a chiddush, it's pashut. But it's not pashut. Because what pashut is, you should break the top matzah, not the middle matzah, right? That's what chor should be the pashut. As we said, Eim Avir Melamitzus, right? We don't do that. We break the middle matzah. Now, even though we break the middle matzah, who says you should put it back in the middle? Maybe you should leave it on top, if that's going to be the matzah of Lechemoni. So his two chidushim, and again, for us it's not a chiddush, because it's, but we have to see what it's based on. For us it's davar pashut, that you take the middle matzah, you break it, and then you put it back in the middle. Right? So that's what the Torah is saying. Now, and this is brought in the Rosh on page 3. Says the Rosh, "Meyosan shol matzah yivza shni al shnayim yishmor chetzi al afikomen." So then the way it's set up is you're going to make two brachas later. And you're going to make hamotzi is on the shleima, and alachilas matzah is on the prusa. The post can point out, there are other rishonim say just the opposite. That the motzi's on the prusa and the alachilas matzahs on the shleima, and that's why it's brought down in the poskim to eat a kazayis both from the prusa and from the shleima, because you only have to eat a kazayis from the matzah that you're making the alachilas matzah on. So that's why the minhag is to eat two kazayisim by motzi matzah. Now poskim, others point out that only makes sense if you have your own matzahs. But if you're getting from the box, so then anyway you're not eating a kazayis from those original, so then you don't have to eat necessarily two kazayisim. Because the idea is if you're eating from the original, you have to eat, you're not sure which bracha the motzi matzah is going on. Is it going on the, which bracha the alachilas matzah is going on? Is it going on the prusa or the shleima? So therefore you have to eat the kazayis from both. But if you're anyway eating from the box, so you don't accomplish anything. So if you eat a kazayis, the order should be enough. Some have the practice to have their own matzahs. Some families have that, but I don't want to start a revolution. And maybe when you start your own household, you can have that. But if it's not your minhag of your family, then...
There's only enough for one person to eat that kazayis, or two kazayis, so
Right, so then you have to supplement. So you have to give something from that, and then you supplement from the box. So that's what some point out, that if you're supplementing from the box, then there's no inyan that you have to eat two kezesim, because the two kezesim are dafka to eat from the prusa and the shlema. And if anyway you're not eating from the prusa or the shlema, the kezayis, you're eating a little bit to be yotzei lechem mishnah, you're eating from the box, so just eat a kezayis from the box now, then you'll eat another kezayis for korach. What? Well, there's a mitzvah of you have to make, no, you have to eat a kezayis for the yotzei, the mitzvah of matzah. But a look in the Smag, Rabosai, on page 4. The Smag is Sefer Mitzvahs Gadol. And it has all the Torah in here. He says, Botzeya Ha'elyona. Look what he says. You see? He says, Botzeya Ha'elyona. You cut the top matzah. Which makes the most sense, because Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs. Right? You see? So, in the Smag's Haggadah, maybe someone should come out with the Haggadah's HaSmag. It should say, break the top matzah in here. But with, you know, but that's not our minute. Botzei Al-Yoni was shown him, Anir Chetzia Pechtei HaShleimah, so Chetzia Tachas HaMapa Lafi Komen. So he says, you Botzei the top one, and then you tuck in the prusa between the two matzahs. But which one do you break in half? Yachatz is not the middle matzah. Yachatz is the top matzah, says the Smag. And who says this also? If you look in the Rokeach, it says, V'yikach matzah rishona v'yivtze'enu l'shnayim. Again, matzah rishona. Isn't that unbelievable? V'yikach matzah rishona v'yivtze'enu l'shnayim. V'yishadarka shaloni lechol v'prusa. V'yosim chetzah tachas ha-mapa al-shei misharosum tzuros b'zulom al-shechiyom. V'chetzim b'in ha-shleimus, etc. Oh, okay, so that is the... that is the minute. That's not the minute, rather. That's the sheet of these Rishonim. The minute is the middle one.
The sheet of Rosh wasn't.
What?
Was the sheet of Rosh?
No, the two Rishonim that said the top were the Smag and the Rokeach. And the others that say differently, if you'll see now, the way we follow. And it's interesting, the Rambam also had a different thing. Let's see what the Rambam says on page 6. וחקר מבורך אל נטיל אס ידיים ונות על יד ושניס שישיח דייטו בשעס קריאס אגודו נוקח שני רקיקין וחולק אחד מהן ומניח פוסו לתוך שולי. So first of all, what's the Rambam Shita? Well, what's the first thing you the basic in the Rambam? How many matzahs do you have at the table?
Two.
There's a machlokas rishonim where you have two matzahs at the seder or three matzahs, and the Rambam the Rif say two matzahs. So the Rambam shita is That what? That you only have two matzahs. Only two matzahs. Like every other day. Lachem Mishnah. Right, it's a chiddush that we... I think Rabbi Tuchman told me that Ramosha Feinstein also, he followed this practice. Two matzahs. People who follow the Vilna Gaon, they have two matzahs at the same. Yeah, so in other words, the question is whether we want to have two shlemas besides the prusa for the Lachem Mishnah. Or, oh, right. So that's what. Let's see what the Rambam says. So first of all, the Rambam Shita is that you break the matzah now. We, our minig is what? We break the matzah when? Earlier, in the beginning of the Seder. Kadesh, Ruchatz, Karpas, Yachatz. Yachatz is the very beginning of the Seder, right? But the Rambam Shita is no. The Rambam Shita is that you do Yachatz like we're normal. Normally during the whole year we break the bread when we're about to make Hamotzi. That's when we, after Hamotzi, whenever we break the bread. So we have this Chiddush that we do Yachatz early, right? But the Rambam does it. First of all, the Rambam only had two matzahs, and you break it right then and there. And the word is that then he says, "Mipnei ma anu einu bevarach al shtei kikaros kishay yom tovim mishum shenemar lechem oni mar darko shel oni beprusa afkan beprusa." So he says that in other words, lechem oni trumps the regular din of lechem mishnah. In other words, that's what a person said over, some say over. In other words, the other rishonim say no, you have to have regular lechem mishnah like you have the whole year round, and then you have lechem oni, a broken matzah as a separate thing. But they learn no, that lechem oni says that the way some explain is that the Lechem Mishnah should be Oni. What? Because, in other words, this is the Gzeres HaKosov of in Yom Pesach, like sometimes Yom Kippur and Shabbos, so Yom Kippur dictates how to do Yom Kippur Shechalios B'Shabbos. So this is Pesach. So this is the Chag Korach Matzu Morik Achas Metabo B'Charos, etc. Right, he doesn't say which one. Right? He doesn't say which one, top, bottom.
And one. And also in life? Okay, done.
Yeah, that's the Rambam Shita. Rambam always says you make a bracha before. That's always the Rambam Shita. On Hadlachas Neira Shabbos, you make the bracha before. On Netilas Yadayim, because that's the regular din. Kol mitzvos mevarach lahem over las yosim. So we follow the Bali Toisus, and we do it the opposite sometimes. With the Rambam, always kept the din. Kol a mitzvah school mevarach over las yosim. You always make the bracha first.
So it's your point that
yeah, it's not much from which one he says, then why does the Beis Yosef say, the low kasefer a mitzvah that drapa, shepir shu with toa harishona?
Where are you reading from?
From the page number 2, Beis Yosef. From here, I don't see which one.
Where are you reading?
The end of the Beis Yosef that you bracketed.
Okay, I'm one second. Yeah, no.
So they know that what, from somewhere else, not from here?
He's not going to the Rambam.
Sefer Mitzvah is not the Rambam?
No.
I could be wrong, but ain't Sefer Mitzvah the Rambam?
Who's the Sefer Mitzvah?
The Rambam also has
one. No.
The Smag?
The Smag.
Okay.
Focus Eva Mitzvahs, that's the smart, Varokesh, the person of Sar Rishonim. So
as
he's quoting, all these Rishonim say you break the middle matzah, mm-hmm. and that's against the smag and the rokeach.
He doesn't have a
Sefer Mitzvahs. He has a Sefer Mitzvahs, but that's not the one he's referring to. Because if you look in the Mordechai, here on page 7, he quotes the Rav Yoh, he says, Rabbeinu Avi Ha'ezri Kasa Shabotzei Amtsois Shom Mechetzi Al Apitomu. Oh, so now the Mordechai explains, but what about Eim Avir Malamitzvus? What about Eim Avir Malamitzvus? Why do you do the middle one? Say Mavir and Malamitzus, you should do the top one. And L'chor, that's why the Smag and the Rokeach say to do the top one. So the Mordechai writes, Rabbeinu Avi Ha'ezri Kasa Shabotzei Amtsois Shom Mechetzi Al Afikom V'Alek L'Mei Meyiv Tzahal Yona Mishom Devei Amir Malamitzus De'ei Mitzvah V'Shiris Matzah L'Shnayim. There was Yachatz is not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah for that. There's a mitzvah to eat the matzah, but this is not a mitzvah. Chiyasa l'mivtza amotzi batza ashleima v'aprusa Chiyasa l'mivtza amotzi. In other words, when you're going to make a motzi, batza ashleima v'aprusa alachilas matzah lachamonik siv dayin aprusa. When you make the bracha, so the amotzi will be going on the top one, and alachilas, then that's the mitzvah. But now it's not a mitzvah.
Then why dafka the second one?
Oh, so why dafka the second one we have to see? Why dafka the second one we have to see? But basically the point that the Mordechai is making is that the Smag is saying Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs. I mean, we don't have to worry about that. It's not a mitzvah. It could be it's a Hachana la mitzvah, so maybe it could be that they don't mean it's technically Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs. We said yesterday the real Ein Mavir Mala Mitzvahs is what? By two different mitzvahs. This is a chiddush even by one mitzvah. Like, what's the ultimate case by one mitzvah? We had two good examples by one mitzvah.
The
Omer, and then the putting the dam, when you bring it out from the Heichol into the Azara, you put it on what? The Sod Ha... Yisod Ha Maravi, because that's the first one you bump into when you're coming out of the Heichel into the Azar. Well, so let's take a look at the Orchis Chaim. So Bechora, we have to understand another thing. Why is our minhag to do yachatz at the beginning of the Seder? Bechora, whenever you break bread, it's when you're about to make hamotzi, or within the context of hamotzi. So why do we do yachatz at the beginning of the Seder? The Rambam in Echanabi, the Rambam says you don't. The Rambam didn't have, in the Rambam's Haggadah, he had a son.
That's the reason why we do all these
weird
things.
He had a son. Rabbeinu Avram ben Arambam.
I
don't know. was a son, right? I don't know how many sons did he have. I don't know. The Mishpachas HaRambam. So it says the Orchas Chaim of Aaron HaKol Milmunil. The Orchas Chaim is, I would say, almost every page in Orchas Chaim and Shulchan Aruch, you always quote the Orchas Chaim. You always have to have an Orchas Chaim handy to look up all the psukim from the Orchas Chaim. So he says, a minig l'chalka kodim sheikra hagada. He says, the minig is to split it before the reading of the Haggadah, before Magid. Even though, again, it really doesn't make sense, because we usually break bread, meaning, because the Rambam says, in other words, you're going to make al achilas matzah on the prusa, on lechem oni, so that's only when you split it in half. So you're about to make al achilas matzah, so split it in half, and then make the al achilas matzah on that. But don't make it like an hour before. What do you have making an hour before? So he says like this. He gives, I think, three reasons here. He says, Sheikra Haggadah Kesheyomro Aleh Halachmanya Madakush Oni Bepusav Kam Bepusav. The first thing is you want to say Halachmanya. You want to say the Haggadah on the Prusa. Because you start the Haggadah with Halachmanya. And therefore what? You want to say this is lachamoni, so you want to have broken pieces of bread to say this is lachamoni, which is interesting because halachmanya, as Rabbi Blau pointed out in the Shabbos, Rabbi Blau gave a Shabbos Hagadol Joshua this past Shabbos, since they're closing the dorms this Shabbos, they figured to give it this Shabbos. So one of the things he pointed out, and I plan to point it out in the shir, is that halachmanya, the Rambam writes, was the nusach they said above him. In Eretz Yisrael, they didn't say Allah Manya. It was the Nusach, it's Aramaic. That was the Nusach in Bavel. So that was a later. So it could be, according to this, if this is that was true, then Yachatz only began at the beginning of the Seder in Bavel. That only started in Golus Bavel. Because so that's the first reason he gives, according to this reason. V'yesh omrim k'dei sheyiru ha-tinokus yishalu b'neimanu matminin ha-pas v'adayin lo achalnu. Or to the kids should ask, what are we doing here? We're breaking bread, we're putting it away, we're not even eating, what's going on? So one second, so that's the second reason. In other words, if we would do it later, that would be normal. But dafka doing things that are not normal. V'yesh omrim k'dei shelo yovo v'yochlenu toch asud b'shogeg v'lo yeh lo matzah mushumeres b'achrona l'fichach matznim oso. Because we're afraid that you'll forget to do it. If you leave it for later, during the eating time, you'll just give out all the matzahs now, and you'll forget to do it. If you do it now, you'll make sure that you'll have your afikoman. So now, you know, do it now so you won't forget. If you wait for later, we're afraid that you'll do it while you're breaking the bread, even though the Rambam says to do it before, but you'll do it as you're giving out, you know, within the context of, you know, being mechalik. And it's not like today where, you know, today, so you forget, so you have another 10 boxes of matzahs, you know, on the side there. So it's nishkeferlik. But then, you know, they didn't have, like, it wasn't like Berevach like we have today, so that's what the Orchas Chaim says. So those are the three reasons that he says. One, again, is that we should say Halachmanya on the Prusa. Two is that we should Kidei Shishalu HaTinokos. And three is so we shouldn't forget. We should make sure to have an afikoman for later.
I understand the last two reasons. It makes sense that the kid should ask what we're doing and that we might forget, but according to the first reason, that you want to say that this is halach ma'anya prusa, isn't matzah enough of halach ma'anya that it would be referring to matzah in general, even if it's broken?
in a chanami, but there, it accentuates the point even greater.
More kids
every year. More kids.
Okay. But what do you? I'm saying, shouldn't you the opposite? Shouldn't you do things different every year? Meaning?
Okay, maybe some people do different things.
You shouldn't follow a certain state.
Okay. Yeah, but still, the kids ask. You know, the kids. Kids always find the kids always focus on new details every time.
No new details.
No, but different aspects. There was one year they'll focus on why you did this, and they won't pick up on something else. And the next year they'll focus on. That's a shame. You have kids, you'll see. Oh. Oh. And that's brought in Shulchan Aruch. The way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch is Yikach Matzah and Tzoyis. That's page 9. Yitzen Shnayim. And the Magen Avraham says, he quotes the reason of Vinin Lachamoni, Dr. Chaloni Bepruso. But now let's take a look in the Maril. There is a Maril on page 10. Every page in Shulchan Aruch has something from the Maril. Okay? Something from the Aruch HaSchaim, something from the Maril, something from the Truma Sadeshin, you know. And when you learn Shulchan Aruch and you look up the... See, when you just learn Mishnah Brura, you just learn Mechaber Ramah, you don't see where it's all coming from. You know, when you see, like when you learn Shulchan Aruch Be'ian and you look up all the Makoros, then you see where everything is like... It's a whole new world. Hence the packets here. So you can see everything that it was based on. So again, what did we discuss so far? So far we discussed the machlokas, whether yachatz means the top matzah or the middle matzah. And that's... And we still didn't explain... I mean, the Mordechai says because it's not a mitzvah, so that's why you do the middle. And then we discussed why do yachatz in the beginning and not do yachatz later on, and we gave the three reasons. Oh. Now let me ask you another question. Do you have to do yachatz? Meaning, what if you just have a broken matzah? Shoyin!
Mordechai said it's not a mitzvah, so yeah.
So maybe I could just start the Seder off with a shleima, prusa shleima. Those is an inni, you have to break it, you have to do a yachatz. Well, you could start the Seder off. So the Maril says, Omer Mari Segel, Shanira Be'ino, V'chein Shama Mimarash, Shim Nishbor Echad Men HaMatzos. In other words, again, those days they didn't have so much. You baked a certain amount of matzahs, you know, that was it. So what if you have three matzahs and one of them was already broken? So the question was, should you bake now another matzah, so you'll have three shleimas, so you'll be able to do the yachatz? What do we say? Anyway, I'm breaking it. So mali that it's broken from before, mali that I'm breaking it now. So he says, she'ein chozum va'ofim shein. It's unbelievable. You know, like for us, we'll just take it from the box. You know, but for them, everything was betzimtzum. So the question was, could you be mistapek with the broken middle matzah, or should you bake another matzah so you could break it at the... The belav hachi tzrichim lishbar achas men hamatzos lafi kome. V'yasim hashvura l'sham. He says, you don't have to bake another matzah, because belav hachi, so if it would really be a, that's what they will see, one of the Sfarim points out, will it really be an inyan that you have to do a maisa yachatz, then maybe taka, you should have to get one so you'll be able to break it. No, he says not so. He says v'isur gadol hu l'troch b'yontiv b'chinam, and it's also, in other words, if you don't need it, then it's also to just bake another matzah now, because it's b'chinam. There's no maila to have a shleima to have to break it. Ulhachin matzah cheres. Oh, but then he says an unbelievable thing. You ready for this one? Achim nevda achas min hamatzos. Unbelievable. You ready for this? Put on your seatbelts here. I'm going to tell you an unbelievable thing that you'll never believe it. He says, what if you lost one of the matzahs? You have three matzahs, you lost one of them. So what would you say? So bake another one. He says, no. You have to now make three more. Achim, he said, that's not called tircha lechinam. That's not called tircha lechinam. Unbelievable. And you don't realize how unbelievable it's going to be. So hold on to your seatbelts tight. Achim nevda acham esem rasa nachon lafos gimel matzos acheres. Mishum da smachta gimel mi isoron echad. Because it's brought down in the Ramah, he's supposed to make what? All three matzahs from what? From one sort of flour. So the flour that was made together, there was all to come from that same flour. What? One second. And where does that come from? You ready? Where does that come from? You know where that comes from? Birkas HaGomel. Korban Todah. Because Korban Todah, they made the matzahs from the same... From the one Isaron, they divided it to make the matzahs for the Korban Todah. And the Ramah says, the Zecher for that, that's why we have three matzahs from one Isaron. Because we take one Isaron, that's a certain measurement of flour, and we divide it up, and we make the matzahs from that, similar to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, when they had the 30... What? They were 40. 30 were matzah and 10 were chametz. So the 30 matzahs were made from one isar. I remember one year, many years ago, I went to Reb David Cohen Shabbos HaGadol Drasha. So he spoke on Birkas HaGomel. And he started off with this Ramah. There's also a good maral to realize that the maral writes that Pesach, all four things we experienced. What are they? Yerde Hayam, it was Kriyas Yam Suf. Holche Midbaros, we were in the Midbar. No. Cholash and Itzrape, because Kol HaMachal Asher Samti B'Mitzrayim Lo Asim Alecha. And then we went out of jail. We went out of Mitzrayim, which was like a big jail. So the maral says that we experience all four. So it's mamash the paradigm of Arba Tzrichim Lahodos. We have all four of them. And the Ramah says this minhag. So he says this minhag is so strong to make the matzahs from one Isaron that if you lost one of your matzahs, there's an Indian to bake all three again. But if you didn't lose it, you just have one matzah that's broken, then you could, what? You could, that's okay, because anyway you're breaking the middle matzah. One second. Nevda echad mer matzah nochon lasat lafos gimel matzah sacheris mishum das machna gimel misor nechad. Yeah.
So for the Torah, it was 30 matzahs from one Issar or 30 matzahs from 10 Issars?
What does it say? Look in the Ramah. Okay. Now, yeah, take a look. There are more. See on page 12 in the packet. Okay, you got a bigger. Says. He says. Ain chi vachilas matzah ela b'layil harishon b'vad. Hagav v'nogu lasa shalosh matzah so seder misorum. The minhag is to make it from one isorum. Zeichel alach metoda. So it's interesting that the Vilna Gaon, when he says zeichel alach metoda, he just says, "New test, Dayotzi v'beis asur tzarich lahodos." The Maral, you know, he spruces it up that it's not only beis asurim; it's the yam, it's the choili, it's everything. And then the Ramah writes, "Nishbar achas mem lochim osa l'shniyah, the belav hachi parsim osa," and he quotes that Maral also. That if one of them breaks, you just use it for the middle one. Because there's no inyan that... So the Sefer, Das Kohen, the contemporary, he wants to say... So he discusses the machlokas, whether you, the smag and the others, whether you, yachetz is the top matzah or the middle. Now we already have the Mordechai that we saw that says the reason why you're allowed to do the middle is because it's not a problem of ein mavirin, because why? There's no mitzvah. So he writes like this, bottom of the left side on page 13, the shorish, the paragraph begins, shorish ha-plukta b'zemavur b'shonam now. Das hani the botzei min al yonim shum de ema vira mitzvahs. Das hani the pligi yuan ber Mordechai shakosav de mitzvah shiris matzah. So he says maybe that's good for the machlokis, that maybe the smag and the others holds there is a mitzvah of the shvira, and maybe they'll disagree with what, with the Maril. As Maril says, it's, you don't gain anything by baking another matzah, because you're going to break it anyway. But maybe you do. If you hold as a mitzvah to do the yachatz, so then if it's broken, you're going to lose out on the actual breaking the matzah. So maybe that's kufa. Maybe that's kufa the machlokes. So first, yikoshum kiyim din be'etzev hayachatz, odein elayichi timtzum alma. In other words, is there a kiyim in yachatz? Well, yachatz is just a hechitimtza to have a broken matzah and to save some for the afikoman. So the Maril said it's just a hechitimtza. That's why it's not a mitzvah, and that's why it's not a problem of mavirin. But it could be, he said, he wants to suggest that maybe those Rishonim, in other words, these two issues are haba hatalia, that maybe the Rishonim that say that you have to do the top is because they hold what? That the top is what? Is a mitzvah also. Meaning the yachatz is a mitzvah. So therefore you have to do it to the top. Whereas the other Rishonim, like the Mordechai, follows the Maril, that there is no mitzvah. So in the mail it's not a question of a mavir and all mitzvahs. And that's why he says, Hagos Maim says, Ain't a mitzvah kol kam. Maybe it isn't. That's what he suggests. Now, a parallel to this, let me show you a parallel to this. Interesting parallel. The Gemara in Megillah, I didn't Xerox the Gemara in Megillah, but it's in the other packet that we did yesterday. The Gemara in Megillah, we're both saying, asks, when are you supposed to celebrate Purim this year? Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni? So we do what? Adar Sheni, why? Because Mismach Gula Lagula. But really what? We should do Adar Rishon, why? Eim Avirim Ela Mitzvahs. So really it should be Eim Avirim Ela Mitzvahs. The only question is, maybe that's overruled by another factor. Oh, so the question is, somebody observes a Yortzeit. Somebody observes a Yortzeit. So which other should he observe the Yortzeit in? What would you say? The first one or the second one? Why? What? A Mavirin. Meaning, because by right, in other words, so this is the famous Truma Sedeshin. You look at inside, maybe it was in another packet. It's not, I didn't put it in this packet. The Truma Sedeshin says like this. The Truma Sedeshin says, by right, you should always do everything in other Rishon. A Mavirin. There's another factor of that we want Purim to be in a Pesach, so that overrides. But by your side, there's no other factor, so therefore what? You do what? Other Rishon. So look in the Shulchan Aruch, what does it say? Page 16. It says, "Sheira Yom Shemes Oved Imo Ba'Oder Ba'Shana Buberes Yisane Ba'Oder Sheni." There's a person fast on his Yortzeit. The fast should be when the Mechaber Paskins Oder Sheni, and Ramah says Yesh Omim Yisane Barishon. Unless he died in the Shana Buberes, and he quotes Potei, that's the Truma Sedeshin. So the Truma Sedeshin, Lachor, makes a lot of sense. Right? The Truma Sedeshin, we understand. Right? Because the Truma Sedeshin says that really the Gemara says, Ein Mavir, unless there's another factor that trumps Ein Mavir. So Lachor, the Truma Sedeshin says, keep a Yortzeit. Purpose is knowing to fast on the Yortzeit, you should fast on the Rishon. So what's Pshat in the Mechaber? Why does the Mechaber say what? Adar Sheni. What?
Is it a mitzvah?
Oh.
And really, maybe if you do Adar Sheni, you're getting more mitzvahs because you're saying Kaddish longer?
Oh. So look at the Machtes HaShekel on page 17. Says the Machtes HaShekel, Perakam of the Megillah, Truma Sedeshin may be Raya Linho. Zel Shom, Shmaita, Ain Bain, Kligi, Shimakumlia, the Blazer, Shimakumlia, Sovakal, Mrs. Nogos, but other ain't no gets all the shiny. Ezra ain't no Risha, Pask Talmud, Shimakumlia, that we do it other shiny for. Parkala, Bishlam, or Blazer, Mustaber, Tami, they might be on the Mitzis. Why does Shimakumlia say we do poor mother shiny? Shadi, they listen about Gulu Gulu. Parish Gulu Shoshusha, of a Koheki, the Shaiki. Hanitami the Lismakul Gula Olamazlin and Basar time at Aima Vila Mitzis. So that's why we do other Rishon. That's the Truma Sedeshin. So three lines from the bottom. Uva Truma's Maril. Yeah. So I have beard. Adra Bazel Hamashal Truma Sedeshin. Sam Rishon. Nearly. So the Mariel, who says, or Marivayel, whatever, says those shitas that say to do it and other sheni, severely, bottom line, the betainis yortzeit, lo shaykh ein mavir malamitzis, the lo ketrubas adeshin, severely, the ikar atainis, ein mishum kovod kibud aveim, the chayi bikivur gam lachar mosam, al mishum dereya mazla, shol ben oso yom, mkakusan muhagin alof. He says like this. And this is what I point out. And this is similar to what we said before. Just like what we said before, when it comes to the matzah, what's the svara to do the middle matzah, the Mordechai says? Ah, a mavirin, because it's not a mitzvah. So he says that's the same question about a yortzeit. Is the yortzeit a mitzvah? What would the mitzvah be? Kibbut aveim. There's a mitzvah to be mechabed parents even achar mosam. So if it's a mitzvah kibbut aveim achar mosam, so then it's shayachim avir mele mitzvahs. So then you should do a lot. The first. But the other shita, the mechaber, holds that the yortzeit is not a mitzvah. What is it? It's that the yortzeit is a for the person who's observing the yortzeit is a day of bad mazel. So he wants to protect himself. Chas v'sholom, it shouldn't be any other bad mazel. So he fasts and he says, you know, as a protection. So it's nothing to do with a mitzvah. So then the question is, which day do we view as the day with the bad mazel? You know, the Rishu, so since the Iker of Adar is Adar Sheni, according to those Shitas, that's the Iker Adar, so Mimela, that's when we assume that the bad mazel is going to be, so that should be the time where you fast, where the person fasts. But the Machtzis HaShekel is explaining has nothing to do with what? With a Mavir Malamitzvah, because it's not a mitzvah. And maybe the Truma Sadeshin holds it's a mitzvah. So therefore he says, Eim avir in ala mitzvahs. And there's no shaykh gula, la gula is not shaykh. So then you follow the regular rule. And he says, so it says the machzis ha-shekel. So this machzis ha-shekel I was excited about because it's parallel, it's very beautiful parallel to the what? To the machlokas we had, whether you break the middle matzah or you break the top matzah. No, so the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham have this thing to do both. But the Iker HaDin is either to follow the Truma Sadeh, the Mechaber or Amo. To do either, or the Mechaber says other Sheini. So it's a beautiful Hesber. That because since that's the Iker Adar, and it's not Shaykh, and he holds that it's not a din of Kibbut Aveim, it's a din of Rea Maslin. And then the Sefer Yetur Megillah discusses this parallel. And then he gives, in the Sefer Yetur Megillah, he gives another explanation page 19 to do it on other bays. He says that it could be, see, by Megillah, you know, only there's one time to do Megillah. So the question is, when should you do it? So we say Eim Avirim Ala Mitzvahs should apply, but by Shar Mitzvahs, he says, B'di'eved, he points out, you can do it in either one. It's just the other, Shein is the Iker one. So therefore, it's not a question of Eim Avirim, because you're waiting to do into the better one. Okay. Well, then one last point. And that's the following. The Gemara says in Psachim, on page 20, Kukhaz Bavim the Beis, Amar Shmuel Lechem Onim, Lechem Sha'onim Lov Dvarim Harbe. That on the Matzah we say Dvarim Harbe. Tandem Lechem Onim, Lechem Sha'onim Lov Dvarim Harbe. So it says in Shulchan Aruch in the Rambam on page 21, "Yeah, pas magula b'shasha omer hagada." He says when you're saying the Haggadah, you should uncover the matzah because it should be lechem sha'onim alav. al lefichach she'oches akos biyado vaz yichase apas. Right, but then when we say lefichach, we pick up the kos, so then you cover the matzahs, not mevayish like we do. Rabbi Glau discussed this by Kiddush. But Rav Sternbach in the Moedim Azmanim has a discussion. Take a look on page 22. He's a vonim aginim shulchanam bavarsh shekan machzir hakaora shetorach lomar hagad al pas shemagula. And Rabbi Berger was pointing out, you know, in those days, the ka'ara, like some people still have this. They have the matzahs in the ka'ara. The matzahs in the ka'ara. So when you remove the ka'ara, you're removing the matzahs. You're bringing back the ka'ara. A lot of people just have a ka'ara and have the matzahs separate. But the old minhag was that, as Rabbi Berger was pointing out, that the matzahs were in the middle of the ka'ara. So when you're ready to say the Haggadah, it says, Ike Chovas Haggadah, he quotes in the Brisker Rav, Lomer Haggadah Lapas. Just like you say Kiddush Alayayin, you have to say Haggadah on the Pas. Mokar Dovid Lechem Oni Sha'onim Bolov Dvarim Harbe. Haini Sha'omer Haggadah Al Amatsa Dainu Lechem Oni. So he says, "Me'achshav nir lani es daiti poshut, me'achar shemitzvus matzah beprusa, dafkav dashin madakav shani beprusa." When the ikar mitzvah matzah is the prusa, zev chiyav me'ikar adin lates mitzvus matzah b'lotaisa beprusa v'vav b'shulchan aruch, im galah matzah shosh oni malav dvarim haino v'amiras hagada, im groy lo goz v'shas amiras hagada haprusa, shikar. Mitzvahs matzvah dafka v'yosi bo yidei chavosu. Uba ikar ha-mitzvah lanos olav dvarim harbi, dain lomar lo ha-gadah, v'kein b'shas ha-miris ha-gadah, roi lo daktik, sha-prusa de be'emtzah, roi lo ha-nicham. Okay, he says things, we don't do this. He thinks that during the ha-gadah, you should take the prusa and put it on top. Lomar olav ha-gadah, v'chakach, v'shas ha-motzi lechem mishnah, then you put it on the underneath. He says, "To be handy, shalom mitzatz against the poskim. Sheviu hashadin came, and dani shalom nogu came." Yeah, he's right. Lo nogu came, but he's saying, in other words, he has a tzarchian that why taka, because the ikar of the matzah is the prusa, and that usually is covered up. So he thinks that really he sometimes says, original. I'm not telling you to do this. Don't do this, because people think you're crazy. It's not the minute. But he thinks, it was mistaber that really or at least maybe have it stick out a little bit so the prusa is not totally covered up. He thinks it really should be on top. But lemaisa, and then when you come to make the bracha, hamotzi lechem and so then it should be under, because you want the motzi to be on the shleima and alachilas matzah, which you say second, to be on the prusa. So he says that's really the way it should go, but he says, to mehani shol matzasi geis v'poskim. Then he writes, "Kvani od shebeseda hagadah shol rabbeinu hagroa." He says, "The groa, they bring down the minhag groa, l'salek hakara l'fnei manishtana." So as we say, Rosh Hashanah, you put the kara back. You bring the kara for what? Vadim hayinu. He says, according to the groa, they would take the kara away before Manishtana, and they don't return it until Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer.
Wow, that's pretty late.
Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer, that's already, when you're holding by Rabbi Gamliel, then you know you're soon going to eat, it's almost time to eat. So, but the minhag gra is that you just bring it back for Rabbi Gamliel. T'mihani lamal yachzi b'lavonim hayinu. He doesn't look hard. You should bring it back like the Shulchan Aruch by Avodim Hayinim Yom Al Pasavar Marbe. Gav a mitzvah b'matzah morah munachim l'fanecha. Rabbi Gamliel Yomer levad machzir v'omer al matzah. Machzir l'daito l'chovas onim lo v'dvarim einu sarach shi'il l'fanav v'mugula. Rabbi Gamliel Hayomer shaz omer matzah zu.
In other words,
Only by Rav Gamliel is the Indian to have the matzahs right there, because you say matzazu, marazu. Rav Gamliel hayomer sha'az omer matzazu. Okay, matzzi ha'ka'oro mar be'etzva ha'matzo magbiya ha'atzi shaper. Rav posu farshin dait ha'momer nusach ha'gad ma'ovdin ha'ino ha'pas. Okay, nere sha'tarach la'niach l'mala m'gula ha'prusik ha'mushik ha'sapin. So he says that, but our minig is not that way. Our minig is we keep the car on the table throughout. Right? We don't just bring it back for Rabbi Gamliel. So then it's the din that the Masa is Odimah of Dvarim Harbe. So Odimah of Dvarim Harbe is what? Odimah of Dvarim Harbe is the Matzah. So the Iker Matzah for the Odimah of is the Lechamoni. That's where the Gemara learns the different drushes. Right? From Lechamoni. Lechem Shaloni Melav Dvarim, Mar Dakar Shaloni Beprusa, Mar Dakar Shaloni Hiofa Vumasik, etc. Okay. So that's the. So let's review what we discussed here today. I mean, today was a. You understand why yesterday's packet was the precursor to today. Today was the follow up of yesterday's packet. Right? Yesterday we discussed Eimavir Mala Mitzvahs. The different makoros and this, and today we're discussing what the machlokas rishonim, whether you do the betzi on the top matzah according to the smag and the rokeach, or the middle matzah like the Mordechai, and the smag rokeach presumably hold that it's a mavir mala mitzvah. So Mordechai says it's not a mitzvah. So the Sefer Das Kohen says the chora, maybe the other shita holds that the smag holds it is a mitzvah, and that's totally in the discussion of the Maril. If all you have is a prusa, is it an Indian to bake a new matzah, or should you just say, well, I'll use it for the middle one, or not? And then we saw there's another question of whether yachatz is done at the beginning of the Seder, or is it done by later? The Rambam says Yachatz is done later, and the Rambam sheet is there's only two matzahs, and you break it before, and you make the motzi on a matzah and a half, because you don't need regular din lechem mishta, because it's lechem onis, so you need beprusa. So, and the Orchas Chaim says no. Orchas Chaim says that there are three reasons why you have to do it at the beginning, either because you want to say halachmanya on the prusa, or you want to say, you want to make sure that what? You don't eat up all the matzah and you won't have anything left for afikoman. Or just kishishalu hatinokos. And then we had the Ramah that says that. Oh, then we tied it into the Machlokas Machab and Ramah, the Maril, and the Truma Sedeshin, where the Yortzeit is on the Sheni or the Rishon. And the Truma Sedeshin, I always thought the Pashup shot like the Truma Sedeshin, that really should be on the Rishon, because of a Mavirin. Because really, Purim really should have been on the Rishon, but Mismach Gula Gula trumps a Mavirin. But the Maril says to do it on the Sheni. So the Machtzis HaShekel says maybe the Machlokas, the Maril, and the thing is discussing what's the nature of a Yortzeit, of tainus of a Yortzeit. Is it a mitzvah? What kind of mitzvah? Kibur Aveim Lachar Mosam? Or no, it's not a mitzvah. It's that day has a bad mazah. So you have to protect yourself by fasting. So the bad mazel shouldn't be shoylet. So that's why they. So that you have to find out which day is it the day. So normally, a person has a yortzeit in Shvat, so he knows which day it is. But if he's other, so he doesn't know which day is the. Does he have to be choshish for the bad mazel? So that has nothing to do with Eim Avir Mitzvah. The day, which day does the person need the protection for? And then we discussed. Then the Turi Megillah gives another pshat in the Maril that maybe The reason why Ein Mavir Mal Mitzvahs doesn't apply is because it only applies when you can only do it in one time. Either on the Rishon or the Oshenis, you have to know which one to do it in. But here you really can do it, it's kosher both in both, the only, and one is better, so then you can wait to do it in a better time. And then we discussed the Maramah, that you're supposed to be Megala the Matzah. Right? And that's what the... And then Rav Sternbach had an aura, which he himself admits is not the minhag, is that l'chora the prusa should be on top for this. That's the really eker thing that should be megula, because that's the lachemoni is the prusa. So we assume, like Rabbi Yisrael said, that all matzahs in certain sense is lachemoni, but this is the one that's accentuating that's lachemoni. So l'chora that it should. So he thinks that really maybe I don't know. You have to go to his seder to see what he does. But he thinks that you should, if you're in Harno for Pesach, you check it out. He thinks you should put the prusa on top during Magid and then underneath later. But he says Kim Dumani that that's not the minhag, which is, I think, seems to be correct. So usually you don't know what other people are doing at the Seder. With you go to your own Seder. That's not a Seder thing that you go to everyone's Seder. So okay, so that's the okay, Rabosai. So this is the okay. We have two more packets on Pesach coming up on the Mitzvah and about the one on the Haggadah and the Chumashir. So Bez Hashem, and then Bez Hashem. The past years we've been getting together as a shir for on Shavuos, and we'd like to do that again this year as well. We have to confirm the details of everything, but first we want to get the Chevra. And it's very nice to be together. We eat the meals together. We learn together. And so Benji and Sloss will be going around to try to get names so we can have... It's very nice to... it's a nice group, Chevra, to have the meals together, to have learning together. And so we'll be in touch about that.